أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما. صدق الله العظيم. Generally the people started calling us as Zayd ibn Haritha رضي الله تعالى عنه, the freed slave and adopted son of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Zayd ibn Muhammad. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had stopped that practice. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, once again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterates it, especially with regards to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prohibited us in the general sense to call or to attribute the adopted son to the father, the adopted or foster father. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more specific with regards to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah says, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ, that Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not the father of anyone from amongst your men. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excluded the women because the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam were living. The sons of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had passed away. Only Hazrat Ibrahim from Maria Qibtiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah, he was not yet born. So at the time of the revelation of this ayah, there were no sons that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had that was living. And Hazrat Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu also passed away in his childhood, in his infancy. So hence Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not have any sons that had survived. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the Rasul of Allah, because this is the beauty of the Qur'an Kareem. On the other hand, some of the disbelievers began to call Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَنَوْذُ بِاللَّهِ أَبْتَر. Abtar is a title that is given to a person, or a name given to a person who does not have male offspring. And we know that in the environment of Makkah Mukarramah, in the environment of the Arabian Peninsula, sons meant a great deal of honor for a person, and daughters meant a great deal of disgrace. So they used to use this term to ridicule a person, and they began to ridicule Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَنَوْذُ بِاللَّهِ, saying that he is abtar, he has no male offspring, he has no sons, and there will be nobody that will carry his name till the end of time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now also refutes that claim of theirs. One is Surah Kawthar, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna a'tina kal kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, inna shani'aka huwal abtar. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had refuted it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had turned this claim of being abtar to the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed it true, that although the son of Abu Jahl, for example, Ikramah, he had accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but there is absolutely no one that will be even proud of being the offspring of Abu Jahl, and nobody even knows who the offspring of Abu Jahl is. So here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, but he, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the Rasul of Allah. That maybe he is not the biological father of any sons that will carry his name, but undoubtedly he will become the spiritual father of not only many sons but many daughters, and such sons and daughters that will carry his name till the day of Qiyamah, such sons and daughters that will take his name on a daily basis, such sons and daughters that will read durood and salawat upon him, such sons and daughters that will follow his sunnah, such sons and daughters that will carry this deen of Islam and propagate the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, and then the last is Allah says, وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ, that Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the seal and he is the termination of all the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wassalam, and as a matter of fact the culmination of all the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wassalam and nubuwat in itself. On the one hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself said that I was given the nubuwat while Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was bain al-ma'i wa-t-teen, that he was not even fully formed. He was in the state between water and that of clay. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already made the proclamation and the announcement of my nubuwat, that was on the one hand. But of course, that nubuwat became apparent when our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born and ushered into this world. So hence he is the Khatamun Nabiyyin. After Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no new Nabi that is going to come. And we say new Nabi because Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam will come. But of course, he was given nubuwat before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So no human being will ever get nubuwat after our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This refutes the claims of the Shias, it refutes the claim of the Qadianis, and it refutes the claim of any person that claims that there was a Nabi after our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama have written that there are 100 ayat of the Quran Kareem that refute the claim of nubuwat after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there's 200 ahadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that refute the claim of nubuwat after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was the seal, he was the termination, he was the culmination of nubuwat, and after him there will be no nubuwat till the day of Qiyamah. And also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had known this, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, unlike the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam of the past, that had known that if deen becomes contaminated, if deen goes on a low, there will be another Nabi to revive the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had known that there will be no Nabi after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and hence he prepared Sahaba ikram Ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in, making each Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a true leader, certifying them as a leader, certifying them as people that we could follow. And in that manner, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepared this ummah till the day of Qiyamah. Wa kana Allahu bi kulli shay'in alima, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge over all things. Whatever the kuffar say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had full knowledge of the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the fact that there will be never a Nabi after Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the true honor and the true azmat and the true ihtiram for our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.